Chiding, striking, provoking, striving. Numbers 20, verse 3. And the people chode with Moses, and spake, saying, Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? The people were always murmuring against the Lord and against Moses. Here they want water, and instead of praying to God or asking Moses to pray to God for water, they chode with Moses, which means they scolded him. They found fault with him, to contend in words of anger against him. They were always finding fault with Moses, always looking to stir up words of anger from a complaining heart toward God and toward Moses. Here they chide with him and say, Would to God we had died with our brethren before the Lord. We should have just been killed in the rebellion. So they did not want to follow Moses' example, to choose to suffer and to choose obedience over the luxuries of Egypt. They were slaves there. He gave up being a prince. They only gave up being slaves. So they then provoke Moses, and he goes to the Lord for answers for them. And he fell on his face, and Moses was provoked and did not think clearly. I believe many Christians can provoke their leaders and pastors and wear out their patience. Though Moses was wrong and bear the brunt of his wrong, how much so did the people provoke Moses and wear the man down in his service to them and the Lord? This is that grief that we are not to cause those that have the rule over us. Moses is told by God to take the rod and speak to the rock, but Moses does not obey the Lord. He speaks to the people instead. His words become hasty. True, they were rebels, always rebelling against God. He said this in another portion, You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. So then Moses struck the rock and spoke to the people. He did not obey the Lord, but he got in the flesh and fell for the constant provocation before him. Moses smote the rock twice. He marred the picture. The rock was supposed to be spoken to. Christ, the rock of our salvation, was smitten once for sin, but no more. Jesus died for his people's sins once and never to offer another sacrifice, never to be smitten again, once and for all. So then children of Israel strove with the Lord. That means they contended with him. They contested with him. They struggled in opposition to him, to be in contention or be in dispute with God. Followed by against another person or opposed, that word means. They strove against him. They did strive against the Lord their God. They struggled and fought the Lord. And the Lord said he would be sanctified in them, as he was in Moses. God would share no glory with Moses or with others. He must have the preeminence in all things. Moses did not give God the glory, and he would die on the mount. And not enter the promised land. Rebel not, strive not, provoke not God, nor the leaders that he has placed over you. Trust the Lord, and he will bless and give you all things that you have need of. But these are an example for us. They're written for our admonition, that we should learn from them, and that we should not strive against God, that we should not rebel against him. We should not provoke him, but we should be obedient to the Lord God and trust in his providence and his grace over our lives, that God will provide all things that we need in the time that we need them in. Many things happen due to our impatience and our lack of trust in God.